drama. It's a thing that's as new to the Fortnite community as that Parivundi that's been sitting in Asmongold's room for the past several years, or anything in that guy's room in general. Over the many years this game has existed, we've seen things break it, like mechs, the wrecked cars, the turbo building nerf.
What did they do?
And FaZe Jarvis, along many other things.
I'm so good at this video game, bro.
And there have also been purely cosmetic things with no actual impact on the gameplay, like those age restrictions and the pricing on some of the new cosmetic types.
The fuck?
But those latter two examples are quite new. For this video, I want to focus on an older and more consistent source of shenanigans from Fortnite's distant history. When it comes to incidents and drama involving cosmetics, skins have quite a lot on their resume going for them. Some have been quite minor and easily brushed under the rug. Others have been less minor. Let's go over some examples, shall we? Let's start with a skin called Toshiro, who was released in Chapter 5, Season 2. He's this somewhat Japanese-looking guy, I think, with what looks like a crustacean hide over his left arm. That's it? Okay, well, what really happened with this guy was he was unlucky to release on day one of update V29.20. Now, if you're not a mathematical genius like Jimmy Neutron or Albert Einstein and needed a bit of a primer on what makes this update so infamous, that was the update that replaced cosmetic rarities with colorblind. And so when that happened, guess who was pissed? Yeah, people were hella up in arms over cosmetic rarities being removed from the game. Not quite as much as when Lil Timmy cried over a sea tetrapod anemone wearing literal bullets over his shoulder or something. But really, this change was like when Call of Duty released a new game just to get rid of emblem customization. No one really wanted this, and no one really liked it. And when Toshiro ended up in the item shop of day one of hell breaking loose, it should be obvious what happened next.
Boo this man!
Nick is having an actual meltdown, bro. His design really didn't help things either. I mean, just look at him. The fuck is with that one crab sleeve? Why not give him a full set of crab armor? Overall, he's one of those skins that looks like he had a really radical concept deep down. Like, maybe a crab-themed samurai ninja would have been really cool. But he unfortunately got thrown into the 1-hour challenge workday. So the designers just phoned it in. They were like, look at this half-assed design I rushed. Consider this my resignation. And he unfortunately just became a scapegoat for one of the most controversial updates ever. I feel like there are a few other skins in Chapter 5 that gave me that unfinished vibe, to be honest. Now we wish we could turn back time to the good old days, when the Toy Soldier skins were stressing people out. These skins first came out in Season 9, and the idea is pretty simple. They were themed after Sarge and his little friends from Toy Story. They were themed after those little army green men in general. And so they were colored deep green, the same color as the entire map. And the content creators sure didn't disappoint.
Wait, oh my god. They just grabbed the infantry.
Bro. This is the most cooked skin ever! Behind you is currently two default buildings.
You ready?
Didn't see us.
He didn't see us! This is actually disgusting!
No way. No.
Obviously, Epic was not gonna let this dumb shit science fly, so they responded by taking these toys from the carpet battlefield to the real battlefield. Judging by their new makeovers, you can tell that they have seen some shit. Now, normally when a skin gets a look updated like this, it normally becomes an edit style, but here the original designs are just straight up lost media. So yeah, it's dirt or nothing. But you know who's green and who never got dirt? Green Arrow. So he was released in January 2021 in the then brand new Fortnite crew. It was the second crew skin ever introduced in the crew's history.
Why?
I remember this disappointed a lot of people who weren't expecting to see collab skins infest the crew like the flood, especially so early on. Also, he didn't really look that good. I mean, he didn't look terrible, not the worst skin I've seen out there, but he wasn't exactly turning heads like Regan in The Exorcist. Even after he left the crew at the end of the month, he left a bit of a stench on the community, like he went diarrhea all over the couch. Because for months, people weren't very fond of the idea of having more collab skins in the crew. But that sentiment would be at least partially debunked when Loki made his arrival a few months later in Chapter 2 Season 7. And compared to Green Arrow, he was an actually interesting skin, and he was received more positively too, from what I remember. Remember when his glider used to flash the map? Just like how the Boundless set flashed the competitive scene. So this was a full set of legendary skins released in Chapter 2 Season 4, which is the OG Marvel season. Very fitting, of course. The whole pitch was that these were fully customizable superhero costumes. You could change the colors, the color palette, create different patterns, even put that dustbin of emoticons to use. These skins promised virtually endless creativity. Of course, what did people do? So people just dumped them in the coal mines because having black on black provides quite a bit of a competitive advantage when you can blend into the shadows like Batman. People have also done this with other similar skins with similar colors at the time. Maybe you don't get into that? Others with higher IQ would make them into different solid colors to blend in with other parts of the environment. For example, you could make them bright green to blend in with the bushes.
I'm back.
Or you could make him beige or pink to blend in with the Zero Point Desert that happened in the next season. You never see people really using the latter technique anymore, but black and white superhero skins are still really popular, mainly used by and associated with sweats and pro players, who have all but irreversibly skewed the set's reputation to a symbiotic relationship with them. You know what they say, if it's black, good night, if it's white, good night. It's not perfectly accurate to the actual saying, but that wouldn't be accurate to real game either. Also, they're almost always female skins. Let me know in the comments if you've ever seen any male skins. Also, let me know if you've ever seen anyone running Sterling, of all people. This is a bit of a smaller drama compared to most others in this video, but I'm bringing it up because it still made waves back then in its days. Because almost everyone thought this skin was one of the ugliest in the game's history. At least back then.
You're ugly.
I can count more people who bought the Virtual Boy on release in 995 than people who are fans of the skin. He's all but forgotten now since there are like thousands of other skins in the game now, and many more ugly ones among them. But Sterling was like the forerunner of such ugly skins. Just look at him, he's like a wannabe Eminem who's just hired to perform at your local pub after snorting a line of crack or G Fuel. Those eyes are staring into my soul. Plus, we do have actual Eminem in the shop now, so into the vault you go.
Play with you anymore.
Now sit right there like a good boy, just like what the Silver Skin has been doing for the past several years. Rue! Rue's story begins with having only made two appearances in the item shop. Her first was during the Travis Scott event. That already wasn't a great start, because like Travis Scott was the main focus and she was already appearing among some of the biggest steaming piles of dog shit that I have ever seen for item shops. Her second and last appearance was only for like 12 hours, I think, before Recon Expert kicked her out. This was because Recon Expert was returning after 3 years of absence. I know that might not sound like a big deal now, but back in the day, that was almost as long as the game existed at that time, so she was like the OG ultra rare item shop skin back then. Like she was a big deal, just to get the point across. So why hasn't Rue returned? Because people thought she looked like a Nazi.
Nope.
I know that sounds ridiculous at first, but apparently even Epic caught wind of this. They never acknowledged it publicly, but apparently they were having internal discussions about this. The result? Blacklisted. Banished to the Shadow Realm.
Forever. 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 Forever.
This meant that Rue would be prohibited from being sold in the item shop ever again in any capacity. Her item shop assets were never updated beyond the OG layout that existed back then. She never appeared in any promotional material for the game. Even the most obscure skins tend to cameo here and there. And according to iTalk on one of his old podcast episodes, when he was picking cosmetics for his new locker bundle, he had noticed that Rue wasn't available.
So for skins with power cord, I didn't have a second thought about it, but I did look into like, could I pick specific skins that maybe I wanted, right? Like Twisty, yeah, I could have done Twisty, but
Reflex, for whatever reason, couldn't pick Reflex. Rue was also not on the list. There was other skins as well that I don't think was on the list either.
So, like, he literally wasn't allowed to include Rue in his bundle. And I'm sure no other creator would have been allowed either. When LEGO Fortnite first came out, Rue was one of the very few original skins not to receive a LEGO style initially. Not even a placeholder like most skins did. So, like, she was just completely unplayable. She received a final style eventually, but still no shop assets. Oh, because people called her a
penis!
Let's give a quick honorable mention to Calamity, who released in Season 6, because she could do this at launch. Yeah, it got removed after a while, and no other skin has tried it since.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay, that was a joke, but I'm also being serious. We're actually about to peek at some generally disturbing Fortnite community lore here. Introducing Harmony Lee. First leaked in an update in Chapter 4 Season 3 ahead of Rainbow Royale 2023, she was a community skin made by a guy named Shynot Fury, aka Not Fury, or just Fury as most people called them. Pretty prominent community member back then. Keep in mind, this was during a time when we were getting community made skins just about every season. Hell, we even got two in just one season alone just prior. Shout out to Geeky's Lab, by the way. But literally only an hour or two after the leaks, the allegations surfaced.
I'll kidnap 1,000 children!
Yeah, it turns out Not Fury was a pedophile who didn't know how to keep his dick in his pants around literal children. I'll link you over to this video by Broken USB on the whole situation, or I'll just leave it in the description. I really don't want to go into detail on all this. TLDR, Harmony Lee, never released. Got cancelled with a day over the allegations, apparently. Meanwhile, Fury himself would be publicly humiliated and banished from all socials. No one knows where he is now. He hasn't resurfaced since shit hit the fan. Probably on the Epstein list. And ultimately, the skin would be completely removed from the files in Chapter 5 Season 1. I think the saddest thing is that ever since this whole shit show went down, we haven't seen any more community skins added into the game. Apparently Epic were already planning to stop adding in new ones at some point, but for all that to coincide with this whole situation, that's gonna draw some theories, you know? Fuck you, Not Fury, and your diddy ass. Okay, anyways, moving on from all that shit, we got Reflex and Instinct. So the story is, Reflex originally came out as part of an NVIDIA promotional bundle in the late 2018 that came with a bundle of eligible GeForce GTX 10 series cards. You also got 2,000 V-Bucks on the whole set, not just the skin. Bit strange that the GTX 1080 or 1080 Ti wasn't included in this. Remember when that used to be cutting edge?
I think the fuck not, you trick-ass bitch!
Okay, I'm not sure how Fortnite pulled the oopsie, but the set also included a female counterpart named Instinct. This would ultimately be Reflex's only ever item shop appearance, but people were pretty damn triggered that their exclusive just being handed out like candy for babies. So to appease the people, Epic whipped up Stealth Reflex for those who bought the original bundle, while OG Reflex got relegated to lowly item shop peasant status. But this is where things start getting confusing. Reflex has never returned and there's still a bit of debate today on whether he is exclusive or not. Motherfucker, he is not. The rich kids who bought the bundle, they got Stealth Reflex. That's the exclusive skin. Now you might remember Fresh, aka Mr. Fresh Asian.
What's up guys, yes.
Big OG content creator and Reflex enjoyer.
What happened to that guy anyway? Didn't he just retire or something?
So Fresh got a locker bundle in Chapter 2, and when designing it, he tried to include Reflex, but he was denied by NVIDIA of all people, not Epic.
And also for those that are confused as to why Reflex is not in my bundle, it's cause NVIDIA didn't let me. But you know what, The female Reflex is also just a cool skin. And also it's female as well, so it's skinnier. You know, you can be more sweaty with it too.
Is NVIDIA using Internet Explorer? I thought that debate got settled years ago. Anyways, Fresh just settled to include Instinct instead. She's part of the same set, but she wasn't included in the original promotion, so that means she's still allowed to come to the item shop technically. Just like Opal is still allowed to return even after everything that happened with her. So if you just look at her, you'll notice that she's like considerably thicker than other females in terms of her body size. Doesn't sound like a big deal, does it? Because it shouldn't have been. Her appearance ignited a built-up fury of the council of neckbeard scrublords who hated diversity and they were like,
"Oh no, she's fat! She doesn't conform to my stance! Crucify her!"
Hey, Relax Fetch Jones has been in the game for years now. Why didn't you witch hunt him when he came out as well? And making things worse, this old shit show went for several days. Twitter during this time was like the entrance to Vault 87 of Fallout 3. If you opened it up on your phone or your Discord or computer or something, you've been losing brain cells every second. Opal could have just been stayed in his ordinary skin in peace. But no, the Discord mods just had to get triggered. Shout out to the reskin she got that would have been and should have been an air style back in Chapter 2. Kind of like Cobalt Star. So this is a cheap black and blue recolor of Snowfoot. That's already not a great start. But then he's also part of a PS5 bundle. Sounds boring? Well, it gets worse. The bundle isn't exclusive, meaning he could drop in the item shop at any point. He hasn't yet, but still. I get it, Epic is trying to shy away from exclusivity as we saw the Battle Pass changes late last year. And in most cases, that has been a good thing. I mean, people really aren't a fan of exclusivity in this game these days. It's been years now. But I feel like if you're coughing up hundreds of big boys for a skin bundle, I feel like you should really expect something exclusive at least. But hey, if you got Aphrodite, take a breather because she's still exclusive. So quick primer, Aphrodite is the goddess of love and beauty in Greek mythology. And prior to Chapter 5 Season 2, which was going to be adapting the Greek pantheon, there was a survey that showed a pretty majestic design for Aphrodite that really reflected that mythological look. People were really excited. But then God said,
FUCK YOU!
Season 2 comes out, and the skin looks massively caca compared to people's expectations. This does not look like a goddess from ancient times. This looks like your typical casual prom night crush. Although, she does have a transformative edit style that does make her look like a god at least. Soon later on, it was discovered that she had one more edit style locked away in the bonus rewards tab that would be later revealed towards the end of the season. This Heartbreaker style here. People were coping, bro. They were on that coping was going to be a survey design. Drum roll, please! Now, in all seriousness, I actually think she looks really good. She's the only skin in this video I've actually drawn. It's still kind of odd, though, how they changed her so much from the survey, though. But even after all of this, she's actually still fairly popular in the community. She's become the most recognizable skin from an otherwise forgettable battle pass, and even just recently she got a summer-themed remix, so it is what it is, well, I guess. But are Blaze and Starflare what they are? Both cheap reskins sold at full price, just like Cobalt Star and Opal just several years earlier. Now, Blaze was more acceptable in Chapter 2 because Renegade Raider was still like 4 years away from making her grand return. Realistically, most people were certain that she was just never going to come back. 4 years is forever from a certain point of view, if you think about it. But Starflare? That was just a simple recolor of Astra, who was already in the item shop only a few seasons earlier.
What's the point?
Starflare was also missing a bit of hair in front of her face that Astra had, which I felt kind of hurt her appeal personally, because I actually really like that detail in the original skin.
He does exactly what I do, but better.
And last but not least, Travis Scott. Oh boy, you better sit down, cause do I have a story for you. It all began in Chapter 2 Season 2, when Travis Scott and Astro Jack debuted in the item shop during the Astronomical event. You know, big kick-ass concert, live event, really crazy stuff, awesome stuff. Turns out that'd be Travis Scott's only ever appearance in the item shop as of me recording this video. It's entirely possible that he could have returned soon after the event, because his assets were updated for the first item shop UI overhaul shortly after. That was what got so many people talking about him in the first place, I remember that. But then the Astroworld incident happened, and Epic decided to distance themselves away from him because of that. There was an emote called Out West, which featured some of his music, got removed from the item shop only a few days after the incident. Years later though, Tim Sweeney has since said that Travis Scott is welcome to come back to the item shop, so I guess it's up to him now to pull the trigger, I guess? Travis Scott even had a minor presence in Chapter 2 Remix because he featured some of Ice Spice's music there. Because of that, he not only appears in a jam track, but even voice cameoed in both Ice Isle, the Ice Spice POI, and even the finale live event. So like, he could have easily returned during Chapter 2 Remix, and he could still return now. What's the holdup, bro? And so, those are just some examples of skins causing shenanigans in the Fortnite community. Of course, there have been many other smaller examples, and even other types of convicts that have reared their ugly heads in the past. I'll definitely try and cover those in a future video, for sure.